The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
And wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall do what? I can't hear you, please speak to me. If it were possible. Oh, okay, what that means that they are seeing the possibility of deceiving. People that were, you know, the Italians are not there. It's so much that if possible. So the mind is how to reach to the very elect. You know, you have the elect, which is according to the foreknowledge of God, you know, unto sanctification of the Spirit and you know, all of that from First Peter, all of that. But this very elect are not just at that level. They have made progress beyond that into things that has to do with the man, the appearing of Jesus Christ, in so much that if it were possible, they would shall deceive the very elect. Verse 25. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Believe it not. Are you there with me, please? 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28 is where I'm going to there. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles do what? Be gathered together. So clearly, the only way to save the very elect is in their assembly. There's going to be another assembly, as it were, which is not your assembly of just the general believers, but assembly of the eagles. Because something's going to happen by the assembly immediately after the tribulation. So actually speaking, it's going to be in seasons of tribulation. So their gathering is going to be stimulated at times that looks dangerous across the earth, and which is going to cause a lot of discouragement in the souls of men and the souls of even believers. That will make them feel like, what's going on? What's going on here? A great season of challenge against faith. Are we in the house, please? That only be the only way out is going to be in the assembly, because of what is going to be the mandate of someone in the assembly. It's going to make clear the thing that God is doing on the face of the earth. The outside it, there's going to be darkness and gloominess. You can bear witness to me that since you came in for this meeting, hope has been rekindled in your spirit. Is that not true? About the depression and all the gloominess you're finding around you in Nigeria, I just saw a picture that I know it's a video, but I didn't have time to, of some Nigerians tearing their passports to tell you how frustrated an average person in Nigeria is. And that's the kind of gloominess in Nigeria. I don't say it's in Nigeria alone, it is across your earth. Go and see places of where there are earthquakes. Places where there are flood in the manner that's not before. See places where rivers of old times are drying up. Terrible inflations in nations who never knew such before. Even to a place like UK, US. that they're even rationing. You have the money to buy food, but they have to ration how much they'll give you. So getting food is not dependent on how much you have in your pocket. But how much food is available that should be divided across the whole land. So I want you to know that the earth is at a season that God permits. And it's because he wants to use that economy to put the church or the elect or the very elect in a season of bad pang, so that the elect can bat the church or bat a season that can cause salvation across the earth. Jesus is Yeshua, is the Savior. Men must be saved. And he's able to save. So they are not going to be saved in a normal season. There must be a stimulation of a season that must ensure salvation. Because he must save. So please, I want us to know that God is working on the earth. Amen. And the devil is not in charge. God is in charge. What did I say? I can't hear you. Please say it. God is in charge. Even Nigeria election, God is in charge. We're going to pray tonight on Nigeria. God is in charge. He's in touch with every detail. I'm not saying that because we're in church. Because when you're in church, you must say something of God. You know what I'm saying? that's something. You know, what will you say? You're a pastor. What will you say? But I'm saying beyond here, in my room there, I am aware God is in charge of every detail. And everything is going on as has been inscribed. It is going on according to details of how it should go. So God is not considering how you will feel. He's considering how his will can be done and get the result done the way he wants it. It's our reason, it's our duty by reason of understanding to connect to that and adjust our feeling to be in line with the will of God. Hallelujah. Because immediately in the process of that, some things must happen on the earth. That's the next verse there. I want us to read verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun darken, and the moon shall give a light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Stars are not these galactic stars. Stars are spirits. All those spirits we have been looking at those since for the past 3 days. Spirits who are in charge of deluding men, deceiving men, harvesting souls of men to serve their cause on the earth, or to serve the cause of Satan. They have their time that must be, is it expended now or expired? I don't know the space of time it's going to take. Maybe it's going to be 100 years program. But a program must go on the earth here that will trigger the fall of all the stars. So the assembly of the Eagle Church is essential, is a must requirement to move into every other thing that God has in mind. Except that comes to pass, he will not come. So the devil knows that once that happens, his time is done. So that is why there are also a very serious, a very terrible army. But they're going to be equipped with all the skill of warfare to ensure ascension against the strata of darkness that has been built over times to ensure that all men, what has managed men for thousands of years on the earth here, to allow the causes of nature to go this way, must be expired. Must be expired. And I can tell you this moment that we are the one. I said, we are the one. that will trigger all of this. It's no more going to be Jesus. It is we. So everything we're doing is in line with an order, not in line with an order. And everyone is leading this whole army. And all these armies also from all over the whole earth. I want to know that whatever is going on here is not just going on here alone. It's rippling across the whole earth. Those who are online are more than those of us who are here. So I want to beg you that you lend your heart, okay? If never in your life, if you have never been serious, I don't know how you came in here. If you have never been serious, this season, you got to connect to the Spirit and be injected with a spirit of soberness and gravity. So you won't be the one that we have to come to. Can you see? Or you'll be the one, part of those people, who will be the trigger of the all that heaven has to do on the face of the earth in terms of saving humanity. Men must be saved. Not just how many of us do believe. No, God has millions in mind. Millions in mind. That's why it's called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Like I was saying in the church, sometimes I said, well, if you hear that only two will make heaven, that's not prophetic. That's not scriptural. The agenda is for multitude. Very, very many. Very, very many. Only that it will be in order. There are orders for it. But there's a need for the foremost company that will cause the ripple of the other things to happen to the rest of the nations of the earth here. Because people are going to be saved. Nations will be saved. Tongues and tribes will be saved. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, let's see how serious the matter is. That without a force, there won't be the rest. And this is the time of the church of the first. But let me blow your mind again to say that. The things we have been hearing in this meeting for the past days is a long time they are spoken on the earth last. What did I say? I can't hear you. It's a long time. The light that is done at this time, it's a long time. That light is a long time. Very, very long time. For me, I can only trace it to the apostolic days. I tell you. Because we have documents of all the seasons of the church in the past. And we read them. It's a long time. Why will it be this time? Why will it be in your days? So there's a gathering that will stimulate other gathering. So the essence of the church of the firstborn is to stimulate the other gathering. That's why Hebrews says, we have come unto Mount Zion. We have come to the city of the living God. What city? City of who? I can't hear you. Living God. We have come unto the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to an innumerable company of angels. Ye are come. You have come not just to that. You have come to the general assembly. Say general assembly. And church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Written means that their portion is in the writing or the prophetic writing concerning the heavenlies. And to God, the judge of all. So the appearing must come before the judge of all and to the spirit of just men made perfect. So there are assemblies that will trigger life into other assemblies. It's not just a physical assembly. It's a people in the spirit. That's why it's the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. to the spirit of judgment made perfect, and then next to the blood, to the Jesus, the mandate of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That the son of Alam, the son of God, is moving through the churches to assemble his people.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.